So, Sophie, could you tell me a little bit about the Access Day that you're holding here at Harlequins?
So, the Access Day is our first inaugural Access Day that we're hosting at the club. And the idea is for it to act as a stepping stone for our disabled supporters to come and attend a live sporting match, on this occasion a Harlequins women's match. But the idea is to familiarise our disabled supporters, get everyone comfortable with the typical characteristics of a match day, and really make them feel welcome, their voices heard, and encourage them to keep attending Quins events, but also show that there's opportunity and a space for disabled supporters to attend live sporting events within rugby, but also beyond rugby, in sport in general. We think it's really important.
And tell me a little bit about some of the additional features and items that are available at the Twickenham Stoop today compared to a normal matchday experience.
So the initiatives that we're rolling out today, we're really keen for this fixture not to be a tick box, one-off event. We're really hoping to roll out between 80 to 90% of the initiatives today to all of our future fixtures. So some of the initiatives that we've launched today, which you won't have seen before, include Mobaloo, which is provided by Vehicles for Change. We also have a sensory room today, a dedicated quiet space, and we've got lots of additional resources for our supporters. So we've relaunched our sensory packs. We've launched bookable disabled parking, which we feel is essential moving forward to ease some of that pre-match anxiety and planning that goes into attending a live sporting event. We've got non-visible disability wristbands. We also have a sign language interpreter and some audio descriptive commentary for our fans.